That'd be my great grandfather, great great grandfather, one that came from Virginia.
That would be 7 near Portland?
Yes, yeah, right then. 5 miles from Portland. Now, my grandma, I don't know, on that. My grandmother's side, I don't know where, don't know anything about them. I know that they were Hugheses and settled over around Lebanon. Where they came from further back, I don't know.
Okay, I'd like to get an idea of what sort of a sketch or floor plan type thing of the house that you grew up in or that you remember the most, you know, like, well, if it was the house you were born in and lived in most of your life or something.
Well, the one I lived in mostly.
Say smokehouse instead of a utility building outdoors. My niece that lives in Dallas laughs at me talking about her
smokehouse. Mark that line out and bring that line over here.
How many rooms were there?
Rooms for anxiousness.
Is this the kitchen? The 2 bedrooms down, the living room down, the kitchen, bath, the pantry, the hall. This is a 4-chair.
Upstairs and a big hall and a lot.
Did you call that living room?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Can you think? Living room is sort of a modern word, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what we always, we call this living room.
Well, not the parlor.
Yeah, we call it the parlor. We call it living room. We've always lived in this living room. It had a bed in it.
Did you ever talk about a front room or a parlor? Or does that sound
different
to you?
Sometimes we call this a front room.
That takes not all that, is it?
Yeah.
Why didn't I shut up then? Just cutting out.
Fireplace right there. Yeah, it is. At one time we called this a front room. It's been referred to as a front room. Sometimes we call this front room, this bedroom.
Yeah.
But really, my brother and I had a little shelter and slept right now. I call it a folding bed. Said it'd fold up against the wall at night, had a mirror on it, and at night you just pull it down, and that's a bed. Yeah, I style now, yeah.